A scary afternoon, but a safe emergency landing for 139 passengers on JetBlue Flight 292. The plane took off at 3:17 p.m. Pacific time from Burbank Airport in California, headed for New York's JFK. But the pilot soon discovered a problem with the landing gear. Just minutes ago, the plane made a dramatic emergency landing at Los Angeles International Airport. Rachel Miro of member station KPCC in Los Angeles is at LAX. She witnessed the landing, and she'll tell us about that in just a minute. But first, Rachel, what went wrong with the plane?
Well, apparently, just a few minutes after takeoff from Burbank, the pilot realized that the landing gear was stuck in a fully extended position. He then did some low flybys so that air traffic controllers could confirm that it was stuck. But worse, the wheels were pointed in the wrong direction, sideways, meaning that it wasn't going to be much help in the case of a landing.
So the wheels were perpendicular to the plane.
Exactly.
So the plane apparently had to circle for quite some time before it actually landed there at LAX. Tell us about that touchdown.
Well, you know, it's just amazing. Apparently, pilots train extensively for just this kind of problem, you know, various different situations involving landing gear not working as it should. The pilot, after flying around for a couple hours to lose some of that fuel, the plane was fully loaded for New York, and an Airbus 320 can't unload, can't jettison that fuel over the ocean. So after a couple of hours, he coasted in slowly to LAX, keeping that nose up until the very last second. So touching down with the back wheels first, and then finally a soft touchdown on the front gear, which just amazingly did not collapse, stayed up. And, you know, the emergency landings that the emergency evacuations of planes that we're used to seeing didn't happen. This is very, very orderly. One by one, the passengers have been leaving the plane. It's been a remarkably calm ending to a stressful afternoon.
So there was a lot of friction there on the runway, a shower of sparks, but no fire.
No fire. Certainly firefighters were standing by. I understand something on the order of 100 firefighters, 15 ambulances, trucks filled with what's called aqueous firefighting foam. But they didn't have to deploy it because the landing, despite the shower of sparks we saw and the smoke, didn't lead to the fire that was feared.
Now, the plane seemed to hopscotch all over the greater Los Angeles region. It left Burbank Airport, circled around Long Beach, and ultimately landed at LAX. Why LAX?
Well, LAX is where not just pilots train for emergency landings, but all kinds of ground crew. And the plane landed on the southernmost runway at LAX. They have all the equipment there ready to go. They've done numerous run-throughs and dry drills. And in fact, sometimes locals will call broadcast stations or police departments to report smoke and fire coming from LAX, only to be told, oh, no, that's just another drill. So they're used to this kind of thing, and that's probably why the authorities redirected the plane there.
An army of emergency gear or emergency vehicles actually positioned themselves there at LAX. What's the scene on the runway now?
It's remarkably calm. Up until the last moment, planes were coming down and taking off, and even now you can hear rumbles in the sky. So it's just business back to usual. Traffic, which had been cordoned off in a couple cases with local freeways, back to usual. It's as if it never
happened. Thank you so much, Rachel.
Thank you.
Rachel Miro of member station KPCC speaking to us from Los Angeles International Airport.